To you.
Morning.
Is he stealing your clothes?
Not at all. I think actually nothing very much changed yesterday in the budget. First of all, for all his boasts, people are worse off than they were, and the squeeze on living standards has been very severe. But secondly, if you look in his plans for the next Parliament, as the Independent of Office for Budget Responsibility say, the cuts in public spending under the Osborne plan are more severe in the next 3 years than in the last five. His desire to get to an overall surplus by 2019-20 means even bigger cuts in the next 3 years to our police, to our defence forces than we've seen in the last few years. I don't think, Sarah, those cuts are going to be possible for George Osborne. He's going to end up either cutting our National Health Service or raising VAT. And the choice of the election will be, do you want Labour's more balanced approach, a fairer approach to deficit reduction, which focus on raising wages and being fair, or do you want to go for even deeper spending cuts in the next 3 years? I don't think
we'll
want that, but that is still
the choice,
and nothing has changed since yesterday.
We'll talk about cuts in just a moment. First, though, on the first point that you mentioned, which is whether people are better off at the end of this Parliament than at the beginning. We heard the Chancellor say loud and clear yesterday that to the question of whether people are better off than they were at the beginning of this Parliament, we can give the resounding answer yes.
Yeah. But that's untrue, Sarah. And that's why he's got a difficulty. It's untrue, first of all, to make a broader political point, that most people in our country know they are worse off and it's been really hard.
But no,
so being
told
by George Osborne that they are better off just doesn't chime. But on the statistics,
he's pointing to the figures. He's pointing to the figures and saying
on the statistics, though, Sarah, he is using now a measure he's come up with, which includes within it income received by universities and charities. This national accounts definition, even on that basis.
On the most up-to-date and comprehensive measure of living standards, households would be £900 better off in 2015 than in 2010.
But unfortunately, even on that measure, if you look at quarter one 2010 compared to quarter one now, you know, election to election, or even on that number, people are worse off. But as I said, this is a dodgy number which doesn't include, which includes.
So you disagree with him on the numbers.
But I think I should explain it. It includes universities and charities. It's not a measure of wages. If you actually look at people's wages, the incomes they're receiving from work and from savings, and you look at that compared to 2010, people are worse off by £1,600 a year on average.
So you're focusing narrowly on earnings. You could, of course, include those who are retired and pensions and you'd get a different figure that's better off.
No, the number I'm using is the number from the ONS Household Income Survey, which doesn't include charities and universities. Even on George Osborne's measure, it's lower. But that is a second-class measure compared to ours.
If
George Osborne wants to spend the next
because
few
make, you'll make,
Sarah,
you know, Danny
telling
Alexander,
people
we
they
heard,
are better off, that is not going to work because people don't believe it.
We had Danny Alexander on half an hour ago, and he used the phrase about Labour, the recovery wrecking plan of Labour. And in a way, that's perhaps your biggest challenge in the weeks ahead, that although you can say, look, point to the roller coaster, to use the Office for Budget Responsibility's phrase about public spending, after the next couple of years, as the Institute, as the OBR itself says, it's followed by the biggest increase in real spending for a decade in 2019-20. And that's at a point when Conservatives have dealt with the debt. They have got the country to a point which you haven't yet been able to say that you will get to.
Come on, Sarah. Are you really saying to me that the British people will say we can continue with our NHS going backwards, neighbourhood police being cut and our armed forces being undermined for 3 more years because they hope that in 4 years' time, George Osborne may suddenly take his foot off the brakes? I think people will see that as a pretty scary prospect. I don't think it's what
he'll... What are you going to do, then?
I think he'll raise...
What are you going to do? Because that's one of the charges is you have not said what you will do, where you will cut.
I'll set it out for you now, then. I'll set it out for you now. We will have a steadier and more balanced plan on the deficit. We'll cut the deficit every year. We'll get the
What are you cutting?
Let me set it out and then you can tell me if it's good or bad. We're going to cut the national debt. We'll have the national debt falling by the end of the Parliament. We'll have the current budget back into surplus. And we will do so through three...
But you haven't explained why. I'm interrupting because I'm asking you how.
And I am going to explain it. We're going to do it in a different way from George Osborne. He's doing it only by spending cuts. We will have to have... So some sensible spending cuts in non-protected areas. We've said we've published 10 reports from our zero-based review of every pound government spends. We've set out how we'll save £250 million from policing by abolishing the Police and Crime Commissioner elections, £500 million from local government through better joint working across local authority borders, £70 million from the courts by changing the way in which the court system works, £230 million from not going ahead with free schools in the Education Department. We've set out further savings in DEFRA on the housing benefit bill, sensible spending cuts. But alongside that, we will also make tough decisions to take the winter allowance away from pensioners with incomes over 41,000. We will cap our benefit for an extra year. We'll put the top rate of income tax back up to 50% for people over £150,000. And we will get to the heart of the issue, which George Osborne has failed on, which is if you've got people on zero-hours contracts in insecure employment where the wages aren't going up, the tax revenues don't come in, which is why he has failed so badly on the deficit. A sensible, fair and balanced plan from Labour.
And will you reverse what we heard yesterday about having interest tax-free up to £1,000 for savers?
Of course not. I think it's good that George Osborne is doing some stuff for savers in the budget. I think savers have had a very hard time in the last few years.
And the income tax personal allowance threshold will stay where it is?
Of course.
Help to buy ISAs?
I think the Help to Buy ISA is an interesting idea. We're absolutely not going to reverse it. We'll go ahead with it. The problem with the Help to Buy ISA is it doesn't actually solve the problem.
Okay,
the reason
so
why people can't
reverse?
Afford to...
What would you reverse? Because you make the point nothing's changed. You didn't like this budget.
We're going to abolish the bedroom tax.
We'll what would you reverse as well, of just, what we just, heard yesterday?
I think from yesterday, I don't see... I mean, to be honest, I thought it was quite empty. I didn't think there was too much in it. There's nothing I'm saying to you from yesterday I need to reverse. What I will reverse is a plan for deeper spending cuts in the next 3 years.
OK, so nothing
the last
that
five.
We heard yesterday
but,
will
but
change.
But Sarah, let me tell you what I'm going to reverse. We're going to abolish the bedroom tax.
But we've heard about that before. In a way, I'm trying to get you onto
bonuses,
what's changed. We heard an awful
jobs.
Lot from the Chancellor yesterday. And am I right in understanding that you're going to support it?
I explained to you, Sarah, I don't think yesterday's budget changed the fundamental picture, which is you've got a Chancellor who wants deeper spending cuts in the next 3 years and then in the next five. We'll put the minimum wage up more than the Tories. We'll repeat the bank bonus tax for youth jobs. We'll abolish the bedroom tax. We'll scrap Police and Crime Commissioner elections.
And these are all things you've said before. I'm just in terms of what we the new ground that we're on.
We're setting out.
There is something else which many people are commenting on at the moment. But here we are at the end of a Parliament where despite all that was said by the coalition government and the Conservatives 5 years ago, what they've actually done is what Alistair Darling said he would do.
I know. And David Cameron said in 2010 this would be a moral failure. And now George Osborne claims it's a success.
Rather strangely, do you find yourself in a position where you applaud what they've done because they've only halved the deficit?
Because they've done it in such a... unfair and harsh and nasty way, which has divided our country and left very many vulnerable people in our country in very difficult circumstances. I don't applaud the Liberal Democrats and the Tories putting up VAT, clobbering students and having a bedroom tax which has hit the vulnerable. I don't applaud that at all.
And given that you feel that so passionately, why do you think it is that you are not cutting through in the polls?
Well, at the moment in the opinion polls, we lead against the Conservative Party. It's been neck and neck
in
for a few months.
In economic competence, you have always struggled.
I think that what we will see in the next 50 days, 49 days between now and polling day, as the people will focus on the choice and they will say, I look at Labour's balanced plan, which will work for people like me, and I think we do want action, fairness at the top. And do we really want to have even deeper cuts in the next 3 years than in the last five? And do I think Tories always raise VAT? And do I trust David Cameron on the National Health Service? And I think they will say, my gosh, 5 more years of the Tories is a deeply risky, nasty proposition. And I think they'll look at Labour and say, on the economy and more widely, this is a better, fairer alternative. And that's why I think this budget hasn't changed anything. The election choice is wide and clear.
Ed Balls.
I don't think George Osborne's budget worked for him.
Ed Balls, thank you very much.